Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path, we're going to celebrate the winter solstice and the celestial great conjunction, reflecting on the year that has passed and welcoming the return of the light. Here in the UK, today marks the shortest day and the longest night. We're deep in midwinter, and the branches are bare, and the ground is cold and frosty underfoot, and there is the promise of snowy stillness to come. We have less than 8 hours of daylight available to us today. And in today's Celtic solar festival called Yule, which means wheel, we are each offered an opportunity to slow down and ponder, to reflect on the wheel of the year that constantly turns, and to the seasonal shifts that occur so effortlessly in the world around us and within us too. We are each a significant piece of the galactic jigsaw, and we are each woven into the cyclicality of the cosmos. Today we are offered an opportunity to fill our soul with warmth, rather than rushing around the shops, online or on the high street, to buy gifts for people in a festive panic. Choosing gifts for loved ones is a beautiful thing to do, and especially if we can support small businesses. But so often we can be swept up into panic buying and mindless consumerism and commercialism. But today, on this solar-powered winter festival, we are invited to reconnect with what truly matters. We are invited to remember our true connection with nature. Solstice means when the sun stands still in the sky. And my Celtic ancestors would most likely have spent time today burning a Yule log beneath the stars and telling stories. For me, today will involve watching the sunrise and the sunset and truly appreciating nature. And as it grows dark, lighting a candle to let in the light. We light a candle in the darkness to send out warmth and light to the seeds of our future self and to all the possibilities that lie before us in the coming season of spring and beyond. Today is an opportunity to be grateful for all the points of light in our life, from being thankful for our friends and family and loved ones, to being thankful simply for the sun that shines on us each day. Today too marks a rare astronomical event called the Great Conjunction. This is when the planets Jupiter and Saturn align and appear to the naked eye as a single star shining brightly in the night sky. Some people have called it the Christmas star, and there are those who believe that this is the true beginning of the Age of Aquarius, a time that mystics have long spoken about as an auspicious time of positive change, of creativity and solutions-focused ideas, innovation and inspiration. Whatever you believe, let the theme of illumination fill up your heart, mind, body and soul. And if you look up into the wonder of the night sky today, know that you are looking at light that has taken sometimes many thousands of years to reach you now, to reach Earth. And know too that these pinpricks of light connect you not only to your ancestors, but to all people throughout time. We all look up into the night sky and feel awe and wonder. So today, I invite you to take a moment to shine a light into the darkness and into the year that has passed. What have you experienced? What have been the gifts, the blessings, and the lessons? What moments of meaning have there been? Look at the good and the bad. Look at all of it. What word would sum up 2020 And I know here we might all have some very colourful choices. Now think too about what you would like to carry into the new year. And what would you like to leave behind? What might you choose to be your word for 2021? What word would you like to choose as your intention, your talisman, and your guide to all that you do in the coming days, months, and seasons? Perhaps my word will be fearless, or hope, or perhaps it will be light. What will yours be? I'm sending you all the blessings of the season and wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful and luminous new year, and I'll speak to you again in 2021. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.